I was in the middle of editing my episode of this podcast on how would you approach a cutie in a public setting. And I get this call from my mom, and I didn't think anything of it because my mom calls me now and then just to check up on me. I don't live anywhere near my mom. I mean, we're still in the same state of California, but she lives in Northern California and I live in Southern California. And so now and then she'll call me just to check up on me or tell me what's up. And then she told me about my aunt and that she was feeling sick and everything. And she had a CT scan recently, and they found a mass, and they don't know what the mass is, if it's cancerous or not. And this Friday, she has a biopsy to see whether it is cancerous or not. So I'm hoping and praying that it's not cancerous and it's just like a mass that's there, because that could happen too. I work at interventional radiology, and so I schedule, not me, but I work with a fellow scheduler, and she schedules all these procedures, including biopsies. So scary. It's scary to kind of know this, and I'm really not in the mood to edit this episode of the How to Approach a Cutie, because it's just like not, I mean, it's a fun topic, yeah, but it's also like that I can't focus knowing that this is happening. So I'm recording this, and I don't even know if this is going to make it into an episode. Maybe it will not. I'm just sharing my feelings, my emotions, and where I'm coming from. But yeah, I don't know. It's just, I'm not super close with my aunt, you know, but of course she's in my life since I was younger, and has been really supportive of my parents when my parents bought a house and everything like that when I was young. And anyway, all these, you know, you just think about all these memories you had with a person, even though they may not be as present in your life, or vice versa. I have not been present in her life because, you know, we're not super close. Like, it's just interesting how, you know, you can kind of reflect and think about all those times that you had with this person. And, you know, she's still around and everything, but it's just like, it's interesting what kind of, you know, with, it's kind of interesting when you receive a news like that and how you react, how your body reacts, how your mind reacts, you know. Because right now I'm kind of slumped in my chair and don't want to do anything. I'm just being reflective right now. So anyway, yeah, I'm just hoping and praying my aunt's fine.